Before writing a single line of code, every developer, beginner or experienced, needs a properly configured development environment. This concept is fundamental, and understanding it from the very beginning will save you enormous amounts of time and frustration throughout your career as a full-stack web developer. A development environment is the complete set of tools, software, configurations, and infrastructure that a developer uses to write, test, debug, and run code on their own machine before publishing or deploying anything to the outside world. Think of it as your personal coding workshop, just as a carpenter needs a workbench, specific tools, and the right lighting before cutting wood. A developer needs a structured digital environment before producing functional applications. The goal of a development environment is to create a safe, isolated, and productive space where you can experiment freely. Mistakes made in a development environment have zero impact on real users, real data, or live applications. This separation between what is in development and what is in production, meaning live, accessible to the public, is one of the most important principles in software engineering. Why is a development environment necessary? Without a proper development environment, working on code becomes chaotic and risky. Imagine writing a feature for an online store directly on the live website that thousands of customers are using in real time. Any mistake, a syntax error, a broken function, a poorly configured database query, could crash the entire site and affect real customers. A development environment prevents this entirely by keeping your work local and isolated. A development environment also allows you to test new features without consequences, reproduce and fix bugs in a controlled setting, collaborate with other developers without conflicts, experiment with new technologies or libraries safely, ensure that what you build works correctly before sharing it with others. The three main environments in a typical project. In professional software development, it is common to distinguish between three environments that each serve a specific purpose. 1. The development environment, often called dev. This is your local machine, your personal computer, where you write and initially test your code. It is fast to iterate here, and mistakes have no external impact. 2. The staging environment, sometimes called pre-production or test. This is a server that closely mimics the production environment. It is used to test the application in conditions that are very close to the real world, but still not visible to the general public. Teams verify that everything works correctly before going live. 3. The production environment, often called prod. This is the live environment. Real users interact with it. It is the final destination of all your work. Changes deployed here must be thoroughly tested and validated beforehand. As a full-stack web developer, you will start by mastering your local development environment, but you will quickly interact with all three. What does a local development environment include? A local development environment is made up of several components that work together. Let us go through each of them clearly. The operating system. Your development environment starts with the operating system installed on your computer. The most common choices for developers are Linux, in its various distributions such as Ubuntu or Debian, macOS, and Windows. Each has its advantages, but Linux and macOS are historically preferred by web developers because they are closely related to the Unix-based systems that power most web servers. On Windows, developers often use a compatibility layer called Windows Subsystem for Linux, which allows running a Linux environment directly inside Windows. The code editor or integrated development environment. A code editor is the application where you actually write your code. A simple notepad application could technically work, but modern developers use specialized editors that offer features like syntax highlighting, coloring code elements to make them easier to read, auto-completion, suggesting code as you type, error detection, and built-in terminals. The most popular code editor today is Visual Studio Code, developed by Microsoft. It is free, lightweight, highly customizable, and supports virtually every programming language you will encounter in this course, including HTML, CSS, JavaScript, Python, and SQL. An integrated development environment, also known by the abbreviation IDE, goes even further by bundling the editor with advanced debugging tools, version control interfaces, and project management features. The runtime environment. For a program to execute, the computer needs a runtime, a software layer that understands and runs your code. For example, to run JavaScript outside of a web browser, which you will do when working with Node.js, you need Node.js installed on your machine. Node.js is a runtime environment that allows JavaScript to be executed directly on your computer or server. Similarly, to run Python scripts, you need the Python interpreter installed. Without the appropriate runtime, your code is just a text file. The machine cannot understand or execute it. Package managers. As you build applications, you will rely on external code libraries created by other developers to avoid reinventing the wheel. A package manager is a tool that automates the downloading, installing, updating, and removing of these libraries. For JavaScript and Node.js, the most common package manager is NPM, Node Package Manager, which comes bundled with Node.js. For Python, the equivalent is called pip. These tools are essential in any professional development environment. The terminal, command line interface. The terminal, also called the command line interface, is a text-based interface that allows you to control your computer and run programs by typing commands instead of clicking on graphical icons. Many development tasks are performed directly in the terminal, including running your application locally, installing packages, managing files, and interacting with version control systems. Getting comfortable with the terminal is a critical skill for any full-stack web developer. Version control system. A version control system tracks every change made to your code over time. The industry standard is Git. Git allows you to save snapshots of your project, called commits, experiment on separate branches, and collaborate with other developers without overwriting each other's work. Platforms like GitHub or GitLab host your code remotely, enabling team collaboration and backup. Git is not optional in professional development. It is a core component of any serious development environment. Databases. Local when building applications that store data, which is almost always, you need a database. In a development environment, you will typically install a local version of the database you are working with. For example, if your application uses a relational database like PostgreSQL or MySQL, you install those systems locally and create a local database that mirrors the structure of the production database. The same applies to NoSQL databases like MongoDB. This means you can work with real data structures locally without touching the production data. Web servers and local servers. Many applications require a server to run, even locally. In web development, when you build a front-end application or a Node.js backend, you run a local server on your machine that simulates how the application will behave when deployed. For example, Node.js allows you to start a local server on a specific port, such as port 3000, and then access your application in a browser by visiting the address http://localhost:3000. Localhost simply refers to your own computer. This is a very common pattern you will use throughout this course. Environment variables and configuration files. Applications often need sensitive information such as database passwords, secret keys, or external service credentials. These are never written directly in the code. Instead, they are stored in environment variables or configuration files that exist only in a specific environment. A file named env, pronounced .env, is a standard way to store these values locally. This ensures that sensitive information does not get accidentally shared or published online. A concrete example, setting up a simple Node.js project locally. Let us make this tangible with a concrete example. Imagine you want to build a web application with a Node.js backend and a simple HTML frontend. Here is what your development environment would need. A computer running Mac OS, Linux, or Windows with Windows subsystem for Linux. Visual Studio Code installed as your code editor. Node.js installed, which includes NPM, a terminal to run commands. Git installed for version control. A local database, for example PostgreSQL, installed and running. A .env file containing your local database credentials. Once all of this is in place, you would open the terminal, create a project folder, initialize a new Node.js project using NPM, install the necessary libraries, write your code in Visual Studio Code, run the local server using a node command, and open your browser at http://localhost:3000 to see your application running. All of this happens entirely on your machine, completely isolated from any live environment. The mindset behind a good development environment. Beyond the tools themselves, a good development environment reflects a mindset: consistency, reproducibility, and isolation. A well-configured environment means that any developer joining your project can set up the exact same environment on their machine and get the application running without confusion. This is why developers document their setup using files like package.json, which lists all JavaScript dependencies, or requirements.txt, which lists Python dependencies. It is also why tools like Docker, which you will encounter later in this course, have become so popular. They allow you to package an entire environment into a container that runs identically on any machine. Taking the time to properly set up and understand your development environment is not a boring technical formality. It is one of the most impactful investments you can make at the beginning of your journey. Every professional developer has experienced the frustration of a broken environment or a misconfigured tool wasting hours of work. Building good habits from the start, keeping your environment clean, version controlled, and well documented, will distinguish you as a rigorous and professional developer. Summary of key concepts. To consolidate what you have learned, here are the essential points to remember. A development environment is the complete set of tools and configurations used to write, test, and run code locally. It is separate from the production environment, the live application, which protects real users from development errors. The main components of a local development environment include the operating system, a code editor, such as Visual Studio Code, a runtime environment, such as Node.js or Python, a package manager, such as NPM or pip, a terminal, a version control system, such as Git, a local database, such as PostgreSQL or MongoDB, and environment variables for sensitive configuration. The address http://localhost followed by a port number, such as 3000, is used to access applications running locally on your machine. A well-configured and documented development environment enables consistency, reproducibility, and effective collaboration. With a clear understanding of what a development environment is and why it matters, you are now ready to start configuring your own and taking your first steps as a full-stack web developer.